Asylum seeker advocates say Sri Lankan men are being sent home despite their declarations that they risk persecution or death if they're sent back. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says the men are being returned to Sri Lanka before their claims are properly assessed or processed. The centre says that many who have been returned have been arrested and imprisoned. An injunction application to stop a further 56 Sri Lankan men from being involuntarily removed is now before a High Court hearing in Sydney. Rachel Carbonell reports.
Another group of 50 Sri Lankan men were returned home on Friday, taking the number of Sri Lankan asylum seekers to be removed involuntarily from Australia since mid-August to nearly 600. Pamela Kerr from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says she's been told by Sri Lankan asylum seekers that a number of the recently deported men have been sent home without their refugee claims being properly processed.
These people are being screened out and deported. I had that information also from a staff member who was appalled at the way in which these men were being interviewed. I am really concerned that the Australian government has made a decision that they wish to deter Tamils coming from Sri Lanka from seeking asylum in Australia. And in order to deter them, they are sending vast numbers home.
She says many of those being returned are being arrested and remanded in prison.
The most serious and basic tenet of the Refugee Convention is non-refoulement, a French word meaning that people cannot and must not be returned to persecution. What this says is that the Australian government is breaching that most basic tenet of the Refugee Convention. When they send people back to Sri Lanka and they're imprisoned and beaten, and I have contacts in Negombo who have reported to me that people are being beaten in that prison, then we are sending them home to be persecuted. And we know that.
An injunction application has been made to the High Court in Sydney to stop a further 56 Sri Lankan men from being returned. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition was in court for the beginning of the hearing yesterday.
The minister gave an undertaking that the 56 people would not be removed this morning, well, on the flight that had been booked for 9 a.m. this morning, and it would not be removed in the foreseeable future. They also gave an undertaking that if any of them were to be removed, that they would give the solicitors for our side 24 hours notice of such a removal.
Ian Rintoul says the hearing is due to continue on Thursday, and it's his understanding that the Immigration Minister Chris Bowen will be required to provide some detail on how the men have been processed so far.
The Minister has been ordered to produce a representative sample of those 56, indication of the processes that they have actually gone through to get to the point where the Minister had screened them out, was considering removing them.
A spokesman for the Immigration Minister said the government will cooperate with the court process but can't go into the specifics of the case because it's currently before the court, but that the government does intend to continue to return non-citizens as laid out in the Immigration Act. He said all Sri Lankans that have been returned since the 13th of August this year have not raised issues that have engaged Australia's international obligations.
Rachel Carbonell reporting.